first reading is from the book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him, in fire flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, "I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned." When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come, now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He answered, "I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we hear today the Lord's famous cry to Moses. "The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." My friends, the Lord is saying here that he has heard prayer. He has heard prayer from oppressed people. He tells Moses, "Get to work, Moses. Get to work." "Don't you get it, Moses? The Lord your God works through caring people like you." Now Moses answers in a very typical fashion for us mere mortals. "Who am I that I should lead the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Basically, Moses is saying, "I can't do this. Don't you know, I'm already a fugitive from Pharaoh. And besides, my kinsmen have previously questioned my authority." The Lord's answer, "Don't worry. Don't worry. I will be with you." Moses responds, few verses that we do not hear today. Basically, he says, big deal. Who are you? And the Lord responds, I am who am. This is the great Jewish tetragrammaton, YHWH, which we as Christians often pronounce Yahweh, but which is so holy that it is never pronounced by Jewish people. Instead, they offer a circumlocution, Adonai, which we translate in our Christian Bible, Lord. This Lord, this I am who am, is known to us both scientifically and philosophically, if you will. Scientifically, I am who am is a source of all creation. Philosophically, I am who am means absolute and necessary being. This is that being which, according to Thomas Aquinas, is both existence and essence. An absolute and necessary being in our lives. A being that is the source of being for all of us. And so, like Moses, the Lord is calling us to help. He's offering us the opportunity to help him in answering prayer. We too are called to justice in a world marred by so much oppression. And yet, we often don't respond. Today's second reading from Matthew perhaps helps us understand why we often don't hear the cry of the poor. Because Matthew and Jesus offer arrogance tends to block revelation. Only the childlike, we hear, the humble, as modeled by Jesus, only they hear the Father. Only in our humility will we notice the whisper. And when we hear that whisper, we dare not say no to the oppressed in our midst. The call of the hungry. The call of the lonely. The call of the depressed. The call of the tortured. Are we, my friends, humble enough to hear that call? The saint we honor today, Saint Camillus, was. He spent his life building hospitals and taking care of the sick. We too have similar opportunities where we live and where we work. We must answer. We have to answer. For you see, Jesus works through caring people just like you and me.